On this fifth anniversary of September 11th, we turn now to the top U.S. military officer in the place where Osama bin Laden and his associates hatched their plot against America. Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry is commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He joins us from Kabul. Welcome.
Renee, thank you. It's good to be here this morning.
Today is a day of reflection for Americans everywhere. You're in a place where twice as many soldiers are dying now this year than last year. What does that mean?
Renee, we still have a long ways to go in our campaign in Afghanistan. We were attacked by an international terrorist-dominated state that was able to roam throughout most of this country where it enjoyed sanctuary. And when we began our attack here in October of 2001, together with the Afghan people and with our coalition, we attained great success. We did topple that regime, and Al-Qaeda does not enjoy open sanctuary within this country. There are challenges that we're facing. You've got areas in the south and some of the provinces where you have a stronger Taliban influence than we had 1 year ago. The government of Afghanistan, as it can gain strength, it continues to advance. The enemy is not strong. It's still that the institutions of the state of Afghanistan after three decades of warfare remain relatively weak. So great progress, but a long ways to go.
Of course, all this progress rests and continued progress rests on security there in Afghanistan. Just yesterday, a governor and a close ally of President Hamid Karzai was assassinated in a suicide bombing in the eastern part of the country. It sounds like the Taliban's strength is growing.
Their influence, it is greater in certain areas than it was a year ago at this time. But a couple of points. First of all, sources of violence in Afghanistan are never simple. There's complex causes for violence throughout the country. Those have to do with tribal fighting. It has to do with criminal elements, with narco trafficking. It has to do with refugees returning that are trying to reclaim their lands. But once again, I would emphasize the point, Taliban is not strong militarily. Everything that we face is militarily very manageable. It has very much to do with trying to stand up the strength of the government of Afghanistan, decimated after three decades of civil warfare. It's areas where government influence has never been strong. You mentioned the governor who was killed yesterday, Governor Taniwal. Governor Taniwal was a very good friend of me as well. I met Governor Taniwal for the first time in 2002. I don't think an enemy that throws a suicide bomber at a great patriot of Afghanistan is a strong enemy. So when we look around at all the strength that we have and the Afghan people have, I've got great confidence we're going to succeed. And Renee, we must succeed here.
Afghanistan seems at this moment in time to be in the balance. What will it take to pull that country back from the brink?
Renee, we will not have a military solution to the problems in Afghanistan. After three decades of warfare, the real fight is to stand with the Afghan people and help them rebuild their middle ground of civil society. Once that's rebuilt, Renee, then the Afghan people, they will defend their own provinces and their own country. And when those conditions are achieved, then international terrorism will have no place here. But this will take a good amount of patience, perseverance, commitment, and presence by the international community and steady effort by our Afghan friends.
General, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Renee, thank you.